All right, the show's beginning now.
You know what occurs to me every time I'm driving in?
Get on mic.
Yeah.
Get yourself on mic there.
I think that every week I think, I don't have to do this.
Uh-huh.
There will be almost no consequences for me if I just decided not to show up.
Right.
What's the worst that could happen?
Well, I would.
Oh, would you withhold my paycheck? I'll tell you why that's funny.
Why?
Because this show, I'm not making a nickel. In fact, it costs me money every year, like real serious money. Because of your stupid soaking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, next week at 6:15
p.m. No. Oh, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I definitely want to address today.
Okay. Yeah, that it's going to be 4 minutes long, that it starts at 6:15 p.m.
No.
That it's the only matching period during the entire fundraising marathon. These are all good things to mention. I'm really proud of you.
No, I got to tell you that it's really been bugging me how you gin up enthusiasm for people to stick it to me.
Yeah.
I feel like I've given a lot this year. I've come in every week. We've had some really great shows. I can't think off the top of my head of any, of course. Can you?
No, but there's been good ones.
What have we done? Wait, bring up the archives. Oh, what have we done this year? Wait, I can't think of a single one.
Plenty of good stuff.
Exactly. So why am I the only DJ that's getting soaked?
Ah.
No, yeah, answer me that.
Oh, because you're so mean. That's the reason. It's the meanness.
My kids like me.
Well, they have no choice. They have to. You know, Stockholm syndrome. And all that. You know, you've been tying them. You've been tying them to the dinner chair their whole life.
Well, emotionally, not physically.
Yeah, but you loosen the belt buckle by a couple of, you know, a couple of
Yeah,
holes.
They never mentioned that. They never mentioned the loosening of the belt.
Well, all you got
to
do
is... It's always, I'm strapped to the chair. Oh, yeah. I can't move off the chair. They never mention if they're uncomfortable, I loosen the belt.
And then the whole point of Stockholm syndrome is you loosen the belt a little bit, and all of a sudden you're their best friend.
Yeah. Bring them some food. Visit the closet every once in a while with some food.
Yeah.
Slip some food under the door. So what have we done recently? Just remind me. What have we done? Something. I have a feeling we've been doing some solid shows.
We have been.
Can you just name one?
I can't. You're tricking me now.
It's a blur. It's been a 12-month blur.
We saved Hanukkah.
How did we do
that? We did the Dick Van Dyke Death Pool.
I don't remember.
Oh, we did musical chairs.
I don't remember that either.
You don't remember doing musical? We did the first musical chairs game for radio.
And did that work?
It did work. That was good. Yeah. We did that gender reveal party for Dana and Alec, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And they had their baby. Yeah. They had their baby. Everything was good.
Hey, maybe we could do like a variation of that this year. Like if somebody has a relative, maybe like in hospice. We could say goodbye on their behalf. We could say goodbye. We could play their last request. Like they might have like a song that they you know, would love, particularly love. We could play that.
Yeah, I don't think
What about that idea?
Not a good idea.
We'll play grandma's favorite song.
No.
If time is limited.
Nobody's going to want to invite.
If she can hang on till Wednesday. At 6.
Yeah.
Hang in there, Grandma.
No, nobody's going to want to...
Hang in there, Bubba.
...invite you...
Yeah?
...into hospice.
Look, if Bubba's fading on Friday, wouldn't it be great to say to Bubba or Papa, hang in there. Hang in there till Wednesday. Andy and Ken will play your favorite song.
And then you know what they'll say, of course. Say... Andy's just going to make fun of me, and Ken's just going to steal all my morphine. So there's lots of good reasons to not invite us into hospice.
Morphine.
But.
Sweet, sweet morphine. Hey, maybe that'll get me through the soaking. Is there any morphine? What quantity of morphine would last like 4 minutes? That would be sweet. That would get me through those hellish 4 minutes.
I have that anti-heroin OD stuff in the kitchen.
Do you?
Yeah, naloxone.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that'll get you high next week.
I can't even imagine an FMU party without lots of that. Without lots of that overdose antidote.
We did talk about trying to get a couple of listeners who have Tourette syndrome.
Oh, my God, would that be great?
Because you and I both acknowledge to each other that we have.
I do. When I'm alone or when I'm just kind of with Bethy, I will blurt things out.
Me
oh,
too.
My God. Ken, book a show. Just, it should be a weekly show. It could be a panel show about politics, contemporary politics, culture.
Yeah.
But it would be hosted by three guys with Tourette syndrome. Oh my God. Oh my God, is that a hit show? Because it'd be so suspenseful.
Yeah.
What are they going to blurt out? You're going to be calling dumb button follies.
Well, we did have a DJ here who had Tourette's.
Okay.
And he did a show for years.
Yes.
And he never ticked.
Oh, then screw him.
Never ticked on
the
air.
What's the fun of having Tourette's?
You and I both have mild Tourette's, and we've never ticked on.
I know
the air.
we need real full blown Tourette's, and get two guys, give them a slot, give them a weekly
slot.
Well,
why don't we?
You've got to trust me on this. I know you're afraid of success. I know you're trying to repel listeners.
No, I'm not.
I know. This would be amazing because you never know what's going to happen.
FCC roulette.
Yeah, FCC roulette. Yes, yeah. Perfect. That's a great name for it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you've got full blown.
And who can blame you? You can't. Look, you're hiring the handicapped, right?
Right.
So how angry can the FCC be with you?
Oh, you can create a culture war. Like what happened at the BAFTA Awards earlier this week.
Yeah, that's the kind of controversy.
It was the anti-racists versus the anti-ableists.
Exactly.
Incredible.
Oh, my
Incredible
gosh.
Incredible stuff.
FCC roulette. Let's do that next year. Let's get a couple of guys with Tourette's on.
All right. If you have full-blown verbal Tourette's.
Yeah, like full-blown is the operable word.
Full-blown.
Yeah.
We would love to have you as our guest. Andy and I both have mild Tourette's. We'd love to discuss it with you.
Yeah. We want you live in the studio.
Yeah. And bring your friends.
Bring your Tourette-y friends.
Tourette-ic.
Tourette-ic from Tourette's Anonymous.
Yeah.
How will you keep yourself from laughing at them?
I won't laugh at them.
Oh, but how are you going to prevent yourself from
laughing? I'm just going to be focusing on the dump button.
Oh, okay.
I get 5 dumps.
I'm going to scold you. You're going to, well, that'll take care of the first 10 minutes.
Well, after 5 dumps, then we have to go to...
Then we're working without a net.
No, then we
That's when it gets exciting.
Well, but we can't.
Why?
Because they have Tourette's.
No. That's almost the working definition of suspense. After the 5th dump, we're out of dumps. It's kind of like how many calls a coach can make in football, you know?
How many calls?
Well, you know, how many... I'm sorry. Oh, I'm blanking on the word. How many reviews?
How many timeouts?
Yeah. No, how many reviews? How many times they can have a play reviewed? You know, it's limited per half, per quarter.
I know not of what you speak.
Doesn't matter, but it's so fun that once you hit the 5th dump, we're off with it. We're working without a net.
Yeah,
now.
Well, we'll work out what happens then.
Oh my God, please do this.
Yeah.
Oh, please have the.
So if you have full-blown Tourette's and you'd like to sit in with us play FCC roulette, my email address.
No, not email. Have them call. That's the fun. That's the fun part, him talking.
Call right now?
No, let's have him call now or call you after hours. Oh, please call the station.
I don't answer the phone.
Call the station, please. No, it's so much fun.
I don't answer the phone.
But what good is a Tourette guy and having him email?
I'm trying to line it.
That makes no sense at all.
I'm trying to line it up. I'm just trying.
Oh, you're a beautiful, beautiful woman. We don't need to see a photo of you. It makes no sense. You want to talk to him.
Yeah, well, they can email me and then I'll call them back. I can't be reached by phone.
Okay,
I don't answer the phone all day long.
Okay, quit screaming.
Yeah.
All I'm asking is for you. I don't mind what you say. It's just your tone of voice.
Okay. Trying to be nice.
Oh, my God. The Tourette's hour.
You make it
so hard.
Oh, my
God. Now you're talking. Now people will pledge money.
All right. So now this is what you... So now you want listeners to forgive you for abusing Turetic listeners, right?
Why? What did I say about Turetic listeners?
Oh, you said, how will you stop from laughing at them?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to squeeze a rusty nail.
Among other things.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't need to laugh at them.
Okay.
Because I suffer from the same malady.
How about this?
Malady.
How about this?
Have.
If I apologize for everything I've done all year and every transgression, every time I've crossed the line, and you believe me to be sincere, because I believe I can come off as sincere, and you accept my apology, then there's no soaking next week. Agreed.
No.
Agreed.
I do not.
Then we agreed.
I do not.
Shake, shake, shake.
I don't agree at all.
No, if I genuinely, sincerely apologize, why would you soak me?
Because it wouldn't be genuine.
No, Ken, let me tell you something.
Words matter, Andy.
Ken, let me tell you something. I've been reappraising, really. It's been agonizing.
Yeah.
And it's been brutal. I've been very tough on myself. Uh-huh. I've been thinking back on the last year.
Right.
And I know I've offended people. I know women and minorities. I know you. I've said things about you that I so, so regret now.
Yeah, last week on my birthday show,
yeah.
you were joking about me dying.
Yes.
With my daughter.
That was a week ago, Ken.
On the phone.
That was a week ago. Yeah, Ken, I've evolved. I really have. I really am a different person. I'm a better Ken. Look at me. I'm a better person. I really am. Ken, I'm not that person anymore. You're talking about the old Andy. And I just am asking you to forgive me and to call off the soaking. Let's just start fresh.
No can do.
Oh, please. Come on, Ken. I really, really, really have evolved.
No, you haven't.
I have.
No, you haven't.
I've really thought about it.
Just
it's really been bothering me.
You were making fun of Turetic people.
Well, come on. They're pathetic. Come on, how can you not laugh
there
at
you
that?
Go. You have Tourette's. You told me yourself.
Exactly. Okay, there you go. That gives me a license to make fun of them, doesn't it? I get a pass on that one. It's like me making fun of bald guys. I get a pass. Ken, if you accept my apology, let's just call off. Look, just for one marathon, call off the soaking.
No.
I've really evolved.
No, you haven't.
You can go to hell.
You have not.
How do you know?
Look,
who told you I haven't evolved?
We have 45 minutes left in the show.
Okay, how about this? How about this? 45 minutes left in the show, right?
Yep.
If I can get one listener per minute, that's 45 listeners, to accept my apology, okay? What's the damn number here?
It's 201-536-9368.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. 201-
536.
Go ahead.
9368.
Okay, if I can get listeners to call, you know, kids can call, you know, girlfriends and wives, they can get their boyfriend's permission.
Girlfriends and wives getting their boyfriend's permission.
Well, a lot of people, maybe there's some traditionalists listening.
How many times have you made jokes like that in the last year? About frilly hats, women being subservient to men.
Women love the frilly hats.
Date rape jokes. Like last week, you made a really offensive date rape joke, which even offended President Pam.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What did I say? I'll bet it was funny. I wouldn't have gone there if it wasn't worth it. Let me apologize to Pam. Pam will forgive me. Pam, give me a call. 201-536-9368. If Pam forgives me, will you call off the soaking?
No. No, I'll agree to 45.
45 people. Okay. 45 people. Hold on. 201. I have 45 friends out there. That's it. You've agreed to this, Ken.
But they have.
Okay. Hold on. 201-536-9368. 45 people.
They have to forgive you for something specific.
No. Just and all my transgressions. It's like a priest at confession. Yes. I'll say my Hail Marys.
There has to be a specific transgression. Well,
okay. Maybe it's from last week. That
they can point to.
Okay, maybe
they can't just say, you are forgiven.
Maybe I just need women. It's probably going to be women that I need. 201-536-9368. Oh, my God, I'm going to get 45 listeners. There'll be no soaking this year. Ken, you've agreed.
Yeah, if you can get 45 people.
Okay, I'm going to take that dial tone.
No.
One.
No, you can't take that.
No, that's
that
just somebody.
One. That's nothing.
It's
hi, you're on the air.
Okay, do you forgive me?
Yes.
There it is.
Who is this?
It doesn't matter.
Wait, who is this?
Mark from West Palm Beach.
Yes. Okay, that's what we're on.
Irving from Miami Beach?
No, from West Palm Beach. Irving from West Palm Beach. Irving knows the power of forgiveness.
Go ahead, sir.
Irving believes in second chances.
He hasn't mentioned anything specific. Irving.
Probably it was the time I talked about the women's...
You think my name is Irving?
I thought you said Irving in Miami Beach.
No, Mark. M-A-R-K.
Oh, Mark. Mark in Miami Beach.
He still forgives you too.
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, that's okay. He said Irving forgives me too. So that's two.
Yeah. No. Mark has not mentioned a single thing yet.
He doesn't have to be specific.
I don't have Irving's proxy.
You have to forgive Andy for something specific that he did.
Okay, like for example, I regret I did talk at length about women's reduced cranial capacity at
yes,
one point.
Yes.
I did it. It was called shock humor. I do it to just get a reaction. I'm provocative. Mm-hmm. Forgive me for being provocative. Yeah. Forgive me for offering some good provocative radio every once in a while.
Okay,
so thank you very much for forgiving me. And that's one. I have 44 more to go.
Irving in Miami Beach hasn't said anything.
He said that about the cranial capacity. That right, Irving?
Correct.
There you go. We're rolling. 201-536-9368.
All right, I'll put down one hash mark for him.
There it is. But 44 to go.
But you can't put words in people's mouth anymore.
They love it when I do that.
No.
They do.
You told him what you did, and he said, okay, whatever. I'll let you have that one as a gimme. Irving in Miami Beach, go ahead.
Hi, this is Jeff, and Andy insulted my Kenny Rogers story on the episode where we were talking about celebrity brush-ins.
Yeah, that's right. That really hurt, didn't it?
Okay, hold on. And it hurt.
You said my Kenny Rogers story was stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, and you forgive me now.
To apologize first.
I do apologize for that. I was way out of line. I was just trying to get a reaction from you and Ken, and it was very childish
of me. He's lying,
Jeff. But he's not sincere.
Jeff,
you believe in second chances, and I've matured.
I do believe in second chances. You're forgiven.
There it is. There it is, baby. If I've upset you, oh my God, 43 more, and I've dodged the bullet this year. It's going to save me a fortune. This is great. 201. What is it? 536-9368. It's my lifeline. Thank you. Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm so sorry, whatever I said, however I offended you. Hi, I'm sorry. Do you accept my apology?
Yeah, I forgive you, Andy.
There it is.
Who is this?
I forgive you.
What do you forgive him?
This is Claire from New Brunswick, New Jersey.
And okay. Claire, I'm so sorry, whatever I said. I know.
Claire, what do you forgive Andy for?
Andy, I forgive you for being cruel to your wife.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, and on her behalf, I thank you.
Oh, remind me again, Claire, what it was that Andy said about his wife?
Because
she might have missed it.
Well.
He doesn't recognize her voice.
Okay.
All the time.
You know, sometimes Beth, I mean, if you want to be fair, you got to tell the whole story. Sometimes Beth crosses the line.
Yeah.
Sometimes she needs a little discipline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like Mo Green in The Godfather.
Yeah.
I'm running a business here.
Yeah. He crossed the line. Yeah. Did anybody, when he got shot in the eye, did anyone in the audience say, I wonder why that happened? No. Everyone understood it. What choice did Michael have?
No, he had no choice.
201-536-9368.
Thanks, Claire.
Oh, my God, I'm rolling. Oh, my God, I'm going to do it. Oh, my God, I'm going to make 45. I'm going to dodge a bullet.
You have three.
Well, let's go. Let's go, people. I'm apologizing out of my ass. 201-536-9368.
Listeners, you got to know that Andy's not being...
I really have spent the week really, really going deep. Really, really reappraising my life. The choices I made, I don't know what I was thinking. I think it all came from my insecurity. I think that's what it was.
What are you insecure about?
I just am so hungry for people's approval. I'm so afraid of being rejected that I reject them before they can reject
really?
Me. Really? Yes. Ken!
Is it because you were rejected as a child?
Yes! I was rejected as a child. That's right, Ken. Thank you for reminding me.
Who rejected you? Your parents?
Yes! That's right. The man and the woman who were raising me, my parents, 201-536-9368. So I'm not, I'm not offering it as an excuse. It's an explanation.
I see.
Okay. I'm sorry. 201-536-9368. If I can get 45 people to accept my apology, I don't have to write a big check next week. I don't deserve this kind of treatment.
You made so much money.
I don't deserve this kind of treatment. I don't deserve to be punished for being successful. Why do you resent me for being successful?
I don't resent you.
You resent me. I resent me. 201-536-9368.
That's the best fake crying you've ever done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
But I'm not acting when I say I'm sorry.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Andy.
Hey, thanks. I'm very sorry for how I offended you. Do you accept my apology?
Who's this?
Doesn't matter.
Hi, this is Brian from Aurora.
Oh, Brian, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for what I thought and said about you.
I can't do it. I can't.
No.
I can't accept it.
No, Brian, no.
Brian, what was it that Andy
said? No, you're
said?
Setting a bad precedent tonight.
He sent me straight into the Holland Tunnel, and I lost my signal. I couldn't finish the funny thing I was going to say on the air.
Oh, I'm sure it was so funny. Please accept my apology, and then very, very quickly finish your stupid story
His stupid story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even
pal.
No, I'm sorry I called it stupid. Well, it's like Tourette's. I can't stop myself.
Hey, great show this morning, Ken.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, you got it. You guys have a good rest of your night.
Why don't you two get a room?
Thanks, Brian.
201-536-9368.
Hey, you know, next week is the fundraising marathon, and we have an incredible premium this year.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You wrote a song about how wonderful WFMU is and how people should give it money.
Well.
And you got all
I brought a little twist to it. I had a little attitude.
You and all the DJs, or 40, over 40 DJs sang on it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And we're gonna press an actual vinyl.
A 10-inch vinyl.
10-inch record. Hey, do you want to play a little sample of it?
Yeah.
It's called, before you hit play.
Okay, yeah. What is it called, by the way?
Well, okay.
Because I know it's based on We Are the World, where all the celebrities came together to raise money.
Okay,
for
hungry
people in Africa.
I know I'm giving you ammunition today. I know you're going to use this against me. I was being sarcastic when I wrote it. It's called We've Got Your Money.
What do you mean We've Got Your Money?
It's what we're going to send you after you've pledged money to the station. So, but I was being sarcastic. I now regret writing it.
So. I thought you said it was going to be like We Are the World.
It's our version of We Are the World. We had 40 DJs, 40 DJs do various parts, various lines.
But We Are the World, you have the greatest recording artists in the world making heartfelt pleas to donate money to feed hungry people in Africa.
This is a comedic twist. And it's called We've Got Your Money. And just we're gonna play a little snippet of it, give you a little taste. And if you want to sing along at home, the lyrics to the chorus are, "We've got your money, you only have yourself to blame. We've got your money, FU is right there in our name."
So this is a big FU.
FMU. Yeah. Yeah, well, no, it's not. It's sarcasm.
This isn't what you said it was going to be.
Hold on. I now regret writing it. I now wish I had written a more positive song with a more positive
You're
message.
Supposed to be asking people to donate money.
Well, let's play it. This is our premium. We're gonna give it next week. We're going to offer it. Anyone that pledges $75.
See if you can guess who's singing what.
Okay, yeah. You're going to hear me and Ken at the top. And after that, it's one of our 40 DJs. Hey, who produces? Who do we give a big shout-out to?
Don Fleming.
Don Fleming.
Yeah. Coming up on 21 Lounge.
Yeah, he's the hero of this story.
Here we go.
Okay.
How come I'm not here? Oh, here we go. Never mind. Hang on a second.
Play it, Ken. Hit the right button. Listen, I can't work with him. It's just his attitude. Can we just record this separately? I just can't be in the room with him. Fine. Okay, fine.
We're gonna thank you for your pledge,
FMU.
As soon as you climb off the ledge,
FMU.
We're grateful more than words can say.
You could increase it, by the way.
Your kids don't eat three meals a day.
FMU.
Oh, that was Joe Magasco.
We've got your money.
There's no one but yourself to blame.
We've got your money.
FMU.
We've got
I think that was Scott.
FU is right there
That's Michelle. That's Don.
A bumper sticker for your car.
FMU. Maybe that was Bucci.
So folks know what a chump you are.
FMU.
Now Ken is gone and Andy too.
They're on vacation in Peru.
Thanks to listeners like you.
FMU.
Oh my God, that was Gus Bodenheim.
There you go.
Wow.
But wait, let it go for another verse.
On your back.
FMU. You should have kept your self-respect instead of listening to our track.
It's too late now. We've got your check.
FMU. We've got your money.
There's no one but yourself to blame.
We've got your money.
FMU.
We've got your money.
FU is right there in your own name.
All right, can I give you some helpful, constructive feedback here?
Yeah.
The lyric, it sounds great. No,
it's really a fun, it's a fun little premium.
No, you did a fantastic
job. And it's fun,
job.
It's almost like an interactive game. You listen and you see if you can identify your favorite DJ. Yeah. Oh, over half the DJs on the roster.
Two-thirds of the DJs.
Yeah, everyone showed up. And
but the lyrics.
And we appreciate all of them.
I would suggest that maybe you rework the lyrics a little bit to make it more like you should give us money instead of ha-ha.
Oh, excuse me for writing an honest song. Excuse me for expressing how you and I both really feel.
We've got their
money.
That's not how I feel.
FU is right there
it's
in
you.
Our name.
This is all
yeah,
you.
Right. Yeah, right. It really resonates with you.
So at least consider rewriting the lyrics a little bit.
How come the first time you heard it, you just broke down and cried? It's so true, you said. It's so true. It's like an X-ray of my soul.
You're singing about my life.
You're singing this. It's like that Don McLean song.
The meanest girl.
No. The one.
Vincent.
No. The one. Wait. It's not. He didn't sing it. Killing Me Softly.
Oh.
It was like. I think the lyric. It was like he found my diary and read each page out loud.
He found my diaphragm. Hi. You're on the air.
Hello, is this Radio Boy and Andy?
It is.
Yeah.
Welcome, Black Cat.
Hey, Black Cat, do you forgive me? Black Cat, I know I've crossed the line with you, and I'm asking you for your forgiveness.
Black Cat has been there for us every week. He's done legal IDs for you that you hated.
Okay, now he's going to forgive me, and he's going to get me off the hook next week.
Andy,
yes.
You owe me an apology.
I do.
Apology.
What does he owe you an apology for?
He owes me an apology for the fake apology I'm about to be given.
Okay. I apologize. It's true, Black Cat. I'm not going to lie. That earlier this evening when I was talking to Ken, I was faking it. That was not sincere at all when I said I had turned the corner and learned my lesson. However, now, this apology now is truly from the heart.
I don't believe you.
I'm going to put him down in the no column, Andy.
How many more do I need?
You need 42 more.
Okay, let's go. Black Cat.
Thank you, Black Cat.
Black Cat. Hey, Black Cat, did you hear a little of that premium record that we cut?
Oh, never heard anything like it.
Exactly. Exactly true. Never heard anything like it. We can take that to the bank. 201-536-9368. If I've offended you, I'm going to apologize. I'm going to wiggle off this hook.
Thanks, Black Cat. Phone number here is 201. What is the phone number?
201-536-9368. Hey, isn't that song in your head now? It's like an earworm.
It is.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Writing you a good song.
Yeah, no.
You're welcome. Don't be scared of a good song, Ken.
With better lyrics,
it
would still be stuck in my head. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Frank from Highland Park.
Frank is calling to accept my apology.
Frank, Highland Park, New Jersey?
That is right.
Wow. Andy, that's where I grew up.
No one cares. Frank, what did I do to offend you, and how can I make good?
So a couple years ago, I made Ken laugh on the air, and he cut me off.
I was so immature back then. I'm embarrassed. I hear those old shows, and I'm embarrassed.
Frank and I were having a moment.
I know. You know what it was? and I'm not kidding, this is truly from the heart, I was jealous. And I resented you. And I wish
it hurt my feelings.
I know, and I'm sorry. You know what it was? I couldn't make Ken laugh myself, and so I resented you. And I am so sorry. I'm asking your forgiveness. Will you forgive me?
Okay.
Done. There it is. That's it. Done. 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 That's four.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Hang up on him. Just hang up, Ken. 201-536. Just hang up. 201-536-9368. As soon as they accept my apology, we're done with him.
Frank.
He's of no use to me anymore.
Frank, you can't.
No, that can't be. That better not be Frank.
Frank,
we hung up on Frank.
Yeah, I'm talking to Frank though now.
201-536-9368. You're just stalling.
No, and
I have 28 minutes to work with.
And I'm saying to Frank and to everybody else, don't be such an easy touch.
No.
Andy can sound sincere. He knows how to play that.
It's like
game.
A superpower.
Yeah.
Okay. 201-536-9368.
That's why, you know, only 4 out of 5 of his previous marriages have fallen apart. He has some skills. He has some interpersonal skills.
It's true, I'm batting 500.
Yeah.
It's true. I can't deny that.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
How many times have you been married, Ken?
Just once.
Damn it. Hi. Damn it. Fine, you win. Okay.
Wait, who is this?
This is Bandit in Buffalo.
Oh, hi, Bandit.
Hey, Bandit. I think I remember really, really saying something offensive to you, and I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad I had this chance to apologize.
Bandit, I love all your calls on the Bucci Show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're the high point of the Bucci Show. Hey, Bandit, will you accept my apology?
Well, Bandit has to tell us.
You haven't even heard what I want an apology for.
Yeah.
Fine. Go ahead. Be quick about it.
Go ahead, Bandit.
Go. Just talk.
Bandit, we like details.
I was reading you a poem.
Yes.
And you made fun of how I read it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We had a terrible connection. I remember that.
No, we didn't.
I was angry. It was like Pete Seeger.
He sounded as good as he sounds right now.
No, Pete Seeger couldn't hear Bob Dylan.
Bandit's coming in loud and clear.
Pete Seeger couldn't hear the lyrics at Newport. That's why he was upset. The same thing. I couldn't hear Bandit clearly.
No.
Yes, Bandit. I loved what you were saying.
Bandit
I wish
calls all the time. His calls are always top-notch.
Bandit, do you forgive me? Bandit.
No, don't.
Bandit?
No.
Bandit?
No. Okay, no.
I'm going to go no with that.
Oh,
buddy.
God. No. Just go to hell. You're dead to me.
Okay.
Good job, Bandit.
201-536-9368. I shouldn't have said you're dead to me. I now regret that.
Yeah.
But now, well, as of this moment.
Yeah, good luck getting him to call back to apologize for that. To forgive you for that.
Okay, I see your point.
Yeah.
It's like Tourette's. I have Tourette's.
No,
I admitted it. That was my Tourette's popping up.
Yeah.
Breaking through. Why can't I use that?
You were telling me that your Tourette's is like when you're writing alone late at night and you start cursing incessantly.
Well, no, it's like when I'm reviewing my day and I screwed something up
then
I regret and I'm alone. I kind of do. Well, wait, what form does your Tourette's take?
Noises. Not words as much as just...
You mean you make noises?
I make noises.
I'd like to hear, like, give me an example of what it might sound like. Go ahead. You're alone. You're driving. You're mad at yourself about something. Go ahead. That's not Tourette's.
Oh, but that's just one example.
You're a piker. You don't even know how to have good Tourette's.
Ask my wife.
Okay.
She overhears me.
Man, the FMU roulette hour is going to be a revelation.
FCC.
Oh, I'm sorry, FCC. Roulette. Yeah, FCC roulette. Wait, what did I say?
You said FMU roulette.
Oh, there. Well, that's Tourette's.
Yeah. So you curse?
I kind of curse, yeah.
The F word?
Oh, I'm sure I curse the F word. But it's only...
Do you call yourself stupid and bang your head against the wall?
Well, I guess a variation of that. But like, it's only when I'm alone, when I know I'm alone.
Uh-huh.
It just kind of becomes blurred.
But I thought
out.
Your wife Beth overhears you doing.
Well, I'm sure she's always going. I mean, we live in the same house.
Yeah.
So
she hears your head as it's banging against the wall.
Sometimes I have her tied up,
and
in
you
the next
yelling,
room.
"Stupid, stupid, stupid."
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She hears that.
Yeah.
Beth, can you tape that for me?
How much fun it is to be married to me! What an adventure it must be. To be married to me. Hey, how many? Wait, I have 12 people, right?
No, you have
that have
four.
Forgiven me.
You have four.
And how many do I need? Let's say 10.
You have 40.
No, let's say 10.
No, you need 41.
Let's move those goalposts, buddy.
No, thanks.
I need 41 people?
41 to
go. Then you're stalling me.
I'm not stalling.
You are 201-536-9368. Come on, let's just roll through these.
You're on the air.
You're on the air. Hi, thank you. Forgive me. I'm sorry, whatever I did.
Who is this?
This is Zachary.
Hi, Zachary.
That I need right now.
Okay. Hey, Zachary, I know I've been a little curt at times with you.
Kurt,
I apologize.
Curt, that's putting it mildly.
Okay.
It's FCC appropriate, Ken. We know.
Okay. Yeah. Zachary, very quickly, do you forgive me?
No.
Oh, come on, man.
That wasn't it.
Yeah, and what was it?
You gave up on Bucci. Bandit, Ken was bringing him up. Remember, you're supposed to mentor him?
Yeah. Bucci's supposed to be your protege.
Well, wait, wasn't he supposed to show up occasionally?
He showed up.
What was our deal?
He showed up.
Well, I can't be bothered. Yeah. I can't be bothered. I have a life. Unlike every other person on the schedule here.
There's a whole bunch of people who have lives.
Really?
Yeah.
Other DJs?
Yes. Yeah, you ought to get together and trade notes on your lives.
Come to a meeting every now and again.
Yeah, right? Andy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the big staff meeting's tomorrow night.
Oh, and there's not enough money in the world.
Can you make it?
There ain't enough money in this world.
Would you let him zoom in?
You came to... No, we don't. We don't allow zooming into live in-person meetings.
Uh-huh.
You came to a meeting last year or the year before, and you loved it.
What is the topic of this meeting?
Do you recall?
No. What is the topic of the meeting tomorrow?
It's the upcoming fundraising marathon.
Oh, for the love of God, who cares? Please. Yeah, I'm gonna get in the car, honey. I gotta go to the marathon meeting. I gotta hear what Ken has to say about the upcoming marathon.
Can you give me an opening joke?
Yeah, I'll give you an opening.
Okay, give me an opening joke.
I will.
I'll get up there and say thanks for coming, everybody. And then what?
Oh well, give me a minute. We'll figure that out. Yeah.
Okay. Or Zachary, thanks for not forgiving Andy.
No problem, Ken.
Appreciate
Andy.
It. Don't forget, next week, the soaking at 6:15 p.m.
No, no, no.
It's the only matching gift period of
Why
the entire
are you doing
marathon.
That? Why?
Because you're not going to make 45. There's no way you're going to make 45.
45 people accepting my apology?
Yeah.
What if the same four people that have already said my apology call back?
No. No good. That's why I'm writing their names down. They won't possibly be able to think of a new name. It's a foolproof plan. Hi, you're on the air.
You know what I think, seriously? I seriously think you resent that I make some money, that I've succeeded in a competitive field.
No, I know other
people. I think you do.
I know other people.
I think
people.
There's real jealousy with you.
I know other people who've made more money than you have.
And don't you hate them?
No.
Don't you resent them?
Not at all, no.
Yeah, I know a lot of people with money. I don't dislike them.
Yeah.
Then what's going on with you, man?
I'm a capitalist, Andy.
Wait, but what's going on with you? I know how much money you skim every year. I understand you love money.
I don't skim money.
Wait, what?
I'm a business person.
No, I thought you just said I don't skim money.
Yeah, I do not skim any money.
Do you know what skim means?
Yes, I do. I do know what skimming means.
Okay, fine, Ken. Yeah. If that's your story.
Yeah, it's like what you do with CBS. I don't do that here. I don't do that with FMU.
That's true. I am taking. Yeah. I'm having an occasional free lunch on CBS.
Yep.
201-536-9368. I'm looking for people to accept my apology.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Terry from Burlington.
Oh, hey, Terry.
Terry, I do remember having a little exchange with you that I immediately regretted.
You don't remember squat.
Yeah. Yeah. You call me a loser when women were supposed to call into my. And leave messages on my voicemail.
When was this?
It was a couple months ago, and it was a fiasco. No one wanted to call.
Okay, but Terry, if you were being honest, Terry, try to be honest for once in your life.
That I was the loser.
Terry, for once in your life, step up and be honest. I know you're cool now, but wouldn't you agree that 2 months ago you were a bit of a loser?
I would not agree with that at all.
I wouldn't agree with that. I've met Terry.
The whole premise of the FMU is a loser station, I think, is absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The being stuck in the Beatles and Dylan, like never moving on beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Terry.
Well, if you have Beatles and Dylan, why would you move on? Give me a reason.
Terry's speaking truth to power.
Terry, who's never.
Because other artists are out there. Philip Glass, Miles Davis. Diamante Galas.
Let me tell you something.
Music keeps changing, right? And you think
that's true. Music keeps changing, and there's to all of our detriment. It's a sad, sad fact.
Oh, you.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Terry.
You want music to stay exactly as it was?
Yes, and yes, in fall of 1968. Just lock that in, baby.
Yeah, in your formative years.
Yeah, I was 13 and a half. That's where it all.
Cole Porter in the 30s, and you know.
That's right, Terry.
Miller in the 40s.
I can never tell when Terry's being sarcastic.
But okay. Yes is Close to the Edge had not been released yet.
Hey, Terry, will you forgive me?
Yes.
Terry, wait, there you go. He said yes. No, he just didn't. Said yes. No, he just said yes.
He was laughing at my yes joke. He was laughing at my yes joke.
To everyone, the pedophilia joke.
Oh, I forgot about the pedophilia joke.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me if I make fun of pedophiles. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we hands off pedophiles here? That's the station policy.
You're not.
Oh, excuse me, Andy. Be very careful. The man's a pedophile.
You're not.
Don't offend him.
You're not making fun of pedophiles.
Yes.
You're making survivors.
You're making fun of the pedophile survivors. Thank you, Terry. The children who suffer, the children who suffer at the hands of pedophiles.
Oh, how convenient. You're not telling even half the story. You're not even mentioning what the kids were wearing. You tell half the story and then you say, okay, let's have the jury return with their verdict. Wait, doesn't the defense get to talk? No, this is FMU.
No, you go ahead. Speak in defense of pedophilia. Go ahead.
Yeah, and sexualizing children.
I happen to think Allen Ginsberg's Howl was a brilliant, brilliant poem. And I don't judge Allen Ginsberg for joining a newfound little organization.
When Allen Ginsberg...
joined Mensa. What is it called?
NAMBLA,
yeah.
When Allen Ginsberg...
He was, I believe, the recording secretary.
When he came to the University of Michigan...
Yeah.
...to give a poetry reading...
Oh, this will be great, yeah.
And he hit on a good friend of mine.
How old was that friend?
20.
There you go.
20, an adult.
Okay, Allen Ginsberg turned a corner. Why can't you believe Andy Breckman turns a corner?
My point is that my friend was an adult. He was 20 years old.
Yeah. Well, that's what Allen Ginsberg would occasionally seduce... an adult, like a to cleanse his palate. It's like eating a cracker between tastes of wine.
So, Terry, I'm going to put you down as a no.
No, Terry has not voted yet.
Yeah, I'll see you next week, though, Andy Breckman.
Oh, no. Oh, now I'm scared.
Thank you, Terry.
Wait, what does that mean? That's some kind of threat.
It means he's going to soak you next, next Wednesday night at 6:15 p.m.
Here's a preemptive go to hell to Terry, then. Oh, God. See, you get him all ginned up against me, Ken.
I'm not
It's not cool, man.
You're doing it yourself.
No, I am not.
Yes.
I'm here apologizing. I've spent the last 45 minutes apologizing.
And defending pedophiles? Now's not a good time to be doing that, you know.
Why? Oh, as opposed to when? When is it time where you can give pedophilia a pass? At what point in recent history?
1977.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's probably true, yeah.
Better than now.
Yeah, the last Rolling Stones tour. They get a pass.
Well, of course.
Why did the Rolling Stones get a pass?
They're rock stars.
Yeah, and Mike Love. Remember Mike Love's interviews? We talk about the young girls.
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't.
You Google Mike Love and young girls. You Google it, baby.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And you love
the Beach Boys. You'll play the Beach Boys.
When Mike Love showed up at an orgy at Dennis Wilson's house.
Yeah, he just hooked up with your 20-year-old friend from Ann Arbor.
He would not partake. He walked in and Charles Manson and all the gals were having an orgy.
Yeah, well, they were all over 15.
Mike Love went into the bathroom and took a shower.
Well, you know what his motto was?
What?
When they're 8, it's too late. That's Mike Love's motto.
I never knew that.
That was an early song that Brian Wilson refused to put music to.
8 is too late?
Yeah, if they're 8, it's too late.
7 is heaven.
7, yeah. Well, there you go. It writes itself. That's it, Ken. You and Mike Love can collaborate.
I've always wanted to collaborate with Mike Love.
You just did.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, if anyone's out there, a musician out there, if they can put music to Mike Love and Ken Friedman's lyrics, we'd love to hear it.
And then John Phillips, too.
John Phillips.
Not only a pedophile.
Oh, my God, he kept it in the family.
Yeah, but he kept it in the family, too.
Yeah.
And he wrote Kokomo. The Beach Boys' last number one hit.
Yeah, you know what happens on that island at Kokomo. That puts Brian Epstein's island to shame.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Wait, what did I say?
Brian Epstein.
Oh, the man. Oh, the Beatles manager.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story, I
Who
guess.
Is also gay, by the way.
Hey, take that back. The Beatles were great.
You're on the air. Hello.
Wait, why you're on the air. Why am I digging my hole? Why am I digging my hole deeper?
Is this Pam?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Pam. Pam, listen to me. Look me in the eyes. Pam.
This might get a little confusing. Hold on.
Pam, speak up. We can't hear you very well.
Hello.
There you go.
Pam.
I know. I had to pull over. I was driving.
Okay.
Andy, guess what I gave up for Lent?
Tell me.
Forgiveness.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Pam, I really, you're the one that I most want to apologize to.
Jokes no. I'm not listening.
They are terrible jokes. I so...
It doesn't matter.
No. I so regret them. I know. I regret them now. Can't a man change?
It doesn't matter that you regret them
I
now.
I do.
You have to regret them in advance.
Do you remember them? Do you remember last week's date rape joke, Andy?
Date no. Date. I so regret that.
Pam, do you remember last week's date rape joke?
I don't, but I will
There you
say
go.
Ken. Wait,
if the joke's not memorable, it doesn't count.
You should not go along with them.
Exactly. I need to never.
But it's not his fault. It's yours, Andy.
Okay, Pam, isn't Ken a collaborator?
Enough for Lent.
No, if Ken laughs at my jokes and I remember.
You want me to go against God?
Pam, Ken laughed so hard at that date rape joke, he fell off his chair.
No, I did not.
You did.
Yeah, no, I did not.
And you gave me a big, big happy thumbs up.
You put me in impossible positions.
I think we're here. Ken is desperate.
We're supposed to be doing a comedy call-in show.
Yes.
And you make these incredibly offensive jokes. And what am I supposed to do?
Like, and now I'm regretting them.
I'm supposed to scold you in the middle of our comedy show?
Pam, I want you to show me what maturity looks like and forgive me.
No, don't do it.
Well, maybe I'll call back at the end of Lent. And if you are still...
I will be. Wait, when is Lent? Does Lent end in like within the next 9 minutes?
It doesn't. Not even within the next week.
Pam.
But Andy, I love you anyway.
I love you too.
Odd.
I love you too. Pam,
forgive
me.
Definitely not as much as your wife, because I would never want to live with you.
I think she shares that sentiment. But she's trapped now. Because the credit cards are in both our names.
Is she in Italy now?
She's leaving soon for Italy. Yeah, she's going
to. Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she's going
to. She should enjoy life.
Well, no, she's. Yeah, well, she's.
She's going to be giving guns to blind people.
Well, she's actually.
Oh, that's great. That's right. I remember that.
She's she's volunteering at the Paralympics.
Right.
Right. And the shooting.
Yeah.
I just love that.
They do have shooting for sight impaired people. Yeah.
Blind people.
I call them sight.
Are they blind
or
sight impaired?
I believe now the proper reference is sight impaired. Ken,
you don't have to call.
You're actually offending them.
No, but if
but everybody slips. I slipped once or twice this year.
If they're armed,
I forgive you, Ken. Just as Pam is about to forgive me.
If they're holding a long gun,
yeah,
you don't have to use that phrase. You can just call them blind.
Fine. Are you glad you finally got that line out?
As long as you keep beeping.
Well worth the trouble. Thank you, Ken. Well worth the trouble going down that long and winding road to that punchline. Punchline in quotes.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam, for
I
forgiving
love your
me.
Banter. It's
okay,
so great.
When she says I love you, Andy.
She said I love
no,
your
Okay,
no,
she said
no,
that,
that
and that's how women say I forgive you.
She said I love
no,
your banter.
It is not.
That's what she said.
Fine.
I love
Give
your
Give me $50 and maybe I'll forgive you.
Oh my God. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
$50, Andy?
Yeah, let's say goodbye to our friend, the whore, Pam.
You called President Pam a whore.
Oh, no, I called the woman that wanted $50 to get a vote a whore.
That's President Pam.
Yeah.
The same.
Hey, she can multitask. She can be a whore and be president.
Her term is up next week.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, she's been wonderful.
Yeah, we need to get her a cupcake or something.
Oh, man, I wish she was here. Oh, man, I'd love to give her a big hug next week and thank her, as I will for all our volunteers. You know, Ken, these volunteers, they give up their time. You know, Ken, sometimes they give up a day of work. They give up money. They spend money to get here.
What's wrong?
A lot of them cook lunch and dinner for us.
Yeah, well,
they're wonderful, wonderful people, and I think we should take a moment right now and appreciate them and appreciate the work they do. Thank you to the FMU volunteers. This is me. This is me, Andy, thanking you. If you want to forgive me,
Go on.
For my transgressions.
More of that thinking stuff.
201-536-9368.
You know why I didn't interrupt you at all, right?
Why?
So I can edit that out and use it anytime I want.
Whenever I say some sincere things like that, I think I start bleeding out of my ass. It's a little side effect.
You know why that's so funny?
Yeah, why?
Because you always bleed out of your ass.
Yeah, you never know why. At least I'm coming up with reasons to explain it. If you can't cure it, at least come up with reasons to explain it.
So Andy has 41 forgivenesses to go. I don't think he's going to make it.
How many minutes do I have?
You have 7 minutes.
How many forgivenesses per minute is that?
It's about six forgivenesses per minute, one every 10 seconds.
Man, I hate you. I hate you for maneuvering me into this soaking.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Ooh,
to
accept my apology.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca, I'm so sorry I offended you.
Rebecca, Andy's pretending to remember you now. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah. Well, we all spoke before a long time ago.
I remember.
How
have you been?
I'm mad at Andy because he reminds me of my brother, Greg.
Ugh.
And
say no more.
Greg needs all your... Rebecca, Greg and I need all the love you have. We're in a dark, dark place.
Well, I was thinking, Andy, that I've been listening
Greg
every
and I are,
Wednesday yes. for, you know, a couple of years now.
Yes.
So that could be take you up to 40. And I forgive you because I love my brother.
That's right. Greg needs your love. Greg is in pain, really. He is.
No, he's just a brat.
Well, he's a brat in pain, and that's where it comes from. He doesn't, you know what's
You're
sad?
You're forgiven.
You know what's sad? Greg doesn't love himself. You love him more than he loves himself.
No, that's not true.
No, it's not true at all.
That's not true with you either, Andy.
Oh, I was thinking about
he's all right.
I was thinking
he's
about right. a different Greg. Okay. Hey, thanks very much, Rebecca. But that's that's one. That's
yeah,
a vote.
That's five.
No, I think all these times you reminded me of my brother. It should be like 20 or 30.
Yes, I agree.
No, it's just one.
No.
Sorry, Rebecca.
Okay. Yeah, this
it's
isn't Phil.
It's only one.
This isn't Chicago. You only get one vote.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I once described a relative who described his sister as the most unforgiving woman he'd ever met. And Mr. Breckman said, "A woman after mine own heart," or "my own heart." And
why did I think that was funny? What is my problem?
And I mean, really, if he's that unforgiving, why should anyone forgive him?
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Michael.
Goodbye, Michael. Goodbye. No, go to hell. Goodbye, Michael. Just
Michael,
goodbye.
You know, Andy doesn't realize that words do have consequences.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They never do. They never have.
That hatred leads to dark places.
This is you. Blah, blah, blah. Hatred, blah, 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 blah. My quick impression of Ken. I don't usually do impressions.
It's
uncanny. This is Ken Friedman.
No, it's really uncanny.
Hatred, blah, 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 blah.
Go on.
Yeah. Everybody should be forgiven.
Well, if you want to forgive Andy, the phone number is still 201-536-9368.
Hey, let's play a little bit of our premium again.
And can you rewrite new lyrics for next week so we can
no.
so it can actually be like We Are the World?
Can I explain that these lyrics were written when I was a different person? I was in a terrible, terrible place.
Because you told me you were writing lyrics that were going to encourage people to donate to WFMU.
Okay, I can. You're not listening to me. Yeah. I now regret the lyrics that I wrote.
Yeah, you remember what Pam said?
What?
You have to regret things before you do them.
I think Bob Dylan, there are songs that Bob Dylan won't sing because he regrets writing them. I don't think he sings positively 4th Street in a concert.
Really?
Yeah, I think he regrets it. It's kind of a mean-spirited song. And that's kind of how I feel about this song. I regret writing it. I wrote it years ago.
Oh, he still sings lots of mean-spirited songs.
Okay, I'm thinking about a different person. Dylan.
He has so many mean-spirited
songs.
Okay,
I'm taking it back. Yeah, I'm not. I'm just
Idiot Wind.
Oh, yeah, Idiot Wind.
Like
yeah.
a Rolling Stone.
These are all great songs.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? Then I put this in the same pantheon. This is in that spirit, we've got your money. Let's play a little bit of this.
All right. This is our marathon premium for next week.
It's a vinyl record with 40 DJs.
10 inches. It's along the lines of We Are the World with a couple of minor differences.
Okay, let's hear a little bit.
It does have over 40 WFMU DJs singing on it.
Listen, I can't work with him. It's just his attitude. Can we just record this separately? I just can't be in the room with him. Fine, fine. Okay, fine.
We're gonna thank you for your pledge.
FMU.
As soon as you climb off the ledge.
FMU.
We're grateful more than words can say.
You could increase it, by the way.
Your kids don't need three meals a day.
FMU. We've got your money.
There's no one but yourself to blame.
We've got your money.
FMU.
Bumper sticker for your car,
FMU.
So folks know what a chump you are,
FMU.
Now Ken is gone and Andy too.
They're on vacation in Peru.
Thanks to listeners like you,
FMU.
Why don't you get a tattoo, Jack?
FMU.
Have sucker printed on your back,
FMU.
You should have kept your self-respect instead of listening.
Who's that screaming?
Got your check.
FMU. We got your money.
There's no one but yourself to blame.
We got your money.
FMU.
We got your money.
FU is right there in your own way.
We got your money.
FMU.
You know, this could be like this could be like an interactive game. You listen to it and you try to name as many DJs.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a fun game. Not for me. I don't care.
But you're going to rewrite the lyrics and make them more palatable, correct?
No, it's in the spirit, as you said, as you yourself said, it's in the spirit of Idiot Wind and and Like a Rolling Stone. It's in that tradition, Ken. It's an angry song. I hope you can handle it.
Hate song.
It's an angry song.
It's a hate song.
Well, you take money from people under false pretenses.
This is
and people are going to resent it.
This is
and I have given a voice to those people.
Voice to the voiceless. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter. Thank you, President Pam, for serving out your term.
Yeah, great job, Pam. Love you.
With honor. And join us next week for the WFMU Fundraising Marathon and the Soaking of the Breckman.
Oh, dear God.
Next Wednesday.
Oh, for the love of God.
At 6:15
hey,
p.m.
Hey, Don and Scott, thank you for that song. That's one of the high points of my life.
And stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. Thank you.
We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Today is just another day. Tomorrow is a guess. But yesterday, what I'd give for yesterday, to relive one yesterday, and its happiness. When Joanna loved me, every town was Paris. Every day was Sunday. Every month was May. By chance, I happen to be a bull of a deer, the toast of Paris. For over the noise, the talk, and the smoke, I'm good for a laugh, a drink, or a joke. I walk in a room, a party, or a ball. Come sit over here, somebody will call. A drink for Monsieur, a drink for us all. But how many times I stop and recall, apple trees, blossoms in the breeze, that we walk among, lying in the hay, games we used to play, while the rounds were sung. Yesterday, when the world was young. Wherever I go, they mention my name, and that in itself is some sort of fame. Come by for a drink, we're having a game. Wherever I go, I'm glad that I came. The talk is quite gay, the company is fine. There's laughter and lights, and there's glamour and there's wine, and beautiful girls, and some of them mine. But often my eyes see a different shine. Are the apple trees sunlit memories where the hammock swung? On our backs we lie, looking at the sky, till the stars were strung. Only last July, when the world was young, while while sitting around, we often recall the laugh of the year, the night of them all. The blonde who was so attractive that year, some opening night that made us all cheer. Remember the time we all got so tight, and Jacques and Antoine got into a fight. The gendarmes who came passed out like a light. I laugh with the rest. It's all very bright. The apple trees and the hive of bees where we once got stung. Summers at Bordeaux, growing the bateau, where the willow hung just a dream ago. When the world was young. Strange how your dangerous eyes compel me, although they're